Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled the column, Kicking Off Environment and Regulations Month. And here's what Jim has to say about that. Talking about the environment, its condition, and its trajectory is as fraught with danger as revealing one's political affiliation in the United States today. Everyone has an opinion about the state of today's environmental conditions, the trajectory for them in the future, and furthermore, they know they are right, well-grounded in science, and the other side is biased and bought off by fill-in-the-blank. Nevertheless, we will slog on amid the rising waters of discontent and disbelief. There have been several articles in the last 6 months or so talking about the psychology of the environmental movement, as well as some hard facts surrounding it. Psychology says that, like many other things in life, people can rally around a topic only for just so long before they tire of it. That time span for a large body of humans, a nation, a large coalition, and so forth, is about 30 years. The environmental movement is showing signs of this fatigue. Not only is the United States ignoring the Paris Accords related to climate change, many other countries are too. It's just not getting as much attention in smaller countries that have other, bigger, immediate problems. The predictions involving dramatic changes in the climate are 30 years old this year, and the average human being is not noticing any of the changes that were predicted. For most people, life as it relates to the natural environment around them has not changed much in 30 years. One can argue, if they live, say, in Puerto Rico, that climate change has affected one's life. However, even there, most will be more likely to relate misfortune specifically to a hurricane, not to some overarching phenomenon. This is being seen in recycling efforts as well. Go back 20 or 30 years and surveys conducted with average folks showed they derived a great deal of personal satisfaction from recycling, believing they were doing something positive to help the environment. Today, the recycle stream has become contaminated as people use less care, and in some cases, the stream has diminished. People are worn out on recycling and are less convinced their individual efforts make a difference. Then on 25 June 2018, a judge in California threw out a suit brought by the cities of San Francisco and Oakland seeking damages from Chevron and other big oil companies, alleging damages caused by climate change induced by these oil companies. The suit was thrown out on a technicality, but is an indicator that raising the specter of damages from anthropogenic climate change is no longer an automatic ticket in tort. In our own industry, Two Sides has successfully stopped greenwashing by major corporations, and most recently, the government of Canada. Environmentalism appears to be moving from a rabid phase to a more pragmatic phase. As we have all said, we don't want our children and grandchildren to drink polluted water or breathe polluted air. But the rabid throw-money-at-it-at-all-costs phase seems to be over. As we understand more about the science, the solutions seem to be becoming less frenetic and more reasoned. We are moving from the fire department phase to the fire prevention phase. For safety this week, isn't safety all about keeping people in an environment where they can survive and thrive? Perhaps this will be a new way for you to look at safety. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, all rights reserved.